What's up, guys? I'm with SD. It is currently May 11th at 8:27 p.m. Before we start our interview, I would just like to ask for verbal consent to interview you and be uploaded and published to the JOTPY website. Do you consent?
I do.
Okay. Were your working hours affected by the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic? If so, how?
Yes, they were. I work at a bar. I'm a bartender, and working with the public, you're face to face with a lot of different people throughout the day. And because of COVID, our hours were restricted to just delivery or online orders. So my income was affected because I couldn't face to face with anyone.
Okay. Has your transportation method changed since the initial outbreak?
No. I live very close to where I work, so most of the time I would either drive or ride my bike. Self-sufficient. Myself to and from work, so that wasn't an issue.
Did your employer reduce the amount of workers present at the workplace at one time following the outbreak?
Yes. It was mostly... So where I live, it's a vacation town, so a lot of people leave either to go to their actual home. A lot of people who come for the summer, or they're in school. A lot of college kids work where I work. I am not one of those people. So typically the only people that were there were the people who either could do school online or commute or were done with school, or where the bar is their permanent residence. So there were three of us, because we were the only three that were able to be there pretty much any day, anytime.
Were you expected to follow strict cleaning procedures like wiping down countertops, sinks, bathrooms?
Yes, but it wasn't that different from normal, I guess, because working with food and drink, you got to make sure things are clean anyway. So it wasn't that much different. I guess the really only difference was you were wearing a mask and occasionally wearing gloves. But other than that, it was pretty much the same.
Did you tend to see an increase in sanitary awareness among coworkers?
Yes. More bottles of hand sanitizer were around. More people were washing their hands. I work at a brewery, so we can our own beer. Typically you don't, depending on the job you're doing in the canning line, you don't have to wear gloves, but more people were, and especially in the beginning, people were wearing masks, eye protection, all of that. So not so much now, but in the beginning, there was a lot of different cleaning protocols and sanitation protocols.
Did the tasks assigned to you at work change due to the pandemic?
Yes. So everything we did was canned or to-go orders. So we fill like crowlers, which are 32-ounce cans, or because it's a brewery, you could do flights, which were the 5-ounce tasters. We found a way to do that to-go. So we had to package all of that ourselves. Do the orders ourselves, package it ourselves, send it out ourselves, which we've never had to do before and haven't had to do since. But during COVID, yes.
Did you notice coworkers leaving or new workers joining after the outbreak?
New workers joining more so, but I don't think that really had to do with COVID. I think that just had to do with the nature of the job. Again, like I said, it's a vacation town. A lot of people come and go. You have the same core group of people. So there's like four or five of us that are constantly there. But over the summer in particular, you get a lot of new faces.
Were your wages affected by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes. As a bartender, you work off tips. When everything's done online, there is an option to tip, but not a lot of people do it, I guess, because they don't realize what goes into fulfilling their order. So not a lot of people did tip. So it was more so just hourly wages as opposed to making tips, which is how we live.
Did it become more difficult to juggle both personal and professional life during this time?
More difficult. Yes and no. I mean, I didn't see my friends as much as I wanted to, but most of the friends that I have down here I work with. So the only time I really interacted with my friends was at work. But because it was such a small group of people, as opposed to what I'm normally used to working with, like different people rotating every day, I didn't get to see a lot of my friends as much as I would like to, or outside of work like I normally would.
Were you forced to rely on government subsidies such as unemployment relief?
No.
Did your work become more difficult due to social distancing and mask use?
Yes. Again, working with the public, you work off tips, you work with people ordering beer. There was none of that in the beginning. It was all, no one was allowed in the brewery for a long time. So it was much more difficult.
In your opinion, did the work environment become less friendly and interactive after the pandemic?
Yeah, I would say so. More so in the, like, again, most of this is, it's been 2 years now, so things have changed a lot. But in the beginning, I think a lot of people were just angry that they couldn't be out doing the things that they normally would. Right now, things are, in my opinion, where I work, things are pretty much normal. So, and the sort of, you know, especially during 2021, like the rush of people who were just so eager to get out was very extensive. So you had people very demanding. So in the beginning, there was pretty much what little interaction there was pretty much kind of hostile. And then in 2021, it was more impatient. And now things are kind of back to normal.
Did you experience an increase in stress while working during the pandemic?
Yes, absolutely. People were, like I said, impatient. Everybody wanted what they wanted immediately. We were short-staffed compared to the influx of people that were coming in, especially when we started to open up again. We just couldn't sustain the volume of people coming. So, yeah. People were
kind of
angry.
Did you experience a lack of motivation to work or even keep your job during the early months of the outbreak?
A little bit. I didn't find that my job was essential, and I was also in school at the time, so I thought that that took precedent, and that and keeping my other family members safe. I thought, why did I have to be out essentially filling beer order when I had more important things to worry about?
Do you feel the masks and the mask and vaccine mandates were handled well, and should they have been used to determine employment eligibility?
I think it could have been handled better. At the beginning, it was just us in the building, so that wasn't really an issue. Everyone, there was only like five or six of us at a time, and everyone wore masks. Then when we started to let people in, we had a couple of people who refused to wear it, and we were met with anger and hostility when we told them to come in if they weren't wearing one. And then maybe this is just a personal preference or anecdote, but I would feel it was unfair that I had to wear one. For my shifts are like 12 hours long. I had to wear one the whole time, and these people didn't have to wear one at all. I thought that that was unfair, because regardless, they could have it and be spreading it all over, and I'm still going to touch the same surfaces. It doesn't matter if I have a mask on.
Did your family experience hardship as a result of job loss or other pandemic complications?
Not to my recollection. We pretty much shared the wealth for most, majority of the time. My parents are retired, so that wasn't that big of an issue. It was just me and my siblings who are working. And the money kind of just went to its same allocated spots. My bills, my parents' bills, and then whatever was left over, I saved or spent on trivial things, but nothing really out of the norm.
All right, and lastly, do you have any questions for me?
No. How do you feel about COVID and how it affected you and your work and your school?
I felt great.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
You're
Talk to
welcome.
you later.